Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorker, a podcast by New York City Cop. I am your host, Kelly Cop, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have artist Emily Farish. She is returning for episode number 2.
Yes, hello.
Of the podcast. We had such an awesome time last week, and we didn't have enough time to talk about all the places to go potty in New York City.
There's just so many.
There are a lot, and I'm really excited to tell everybody about them with you.
Yes.
But Emily is also a New Yorker.
Yes.
She's been here for a few years, so we consider her a New Yorker as well. So welcome to the show, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so wonderfully, thank you.
Great to hear.
I'm just coming off the high from the Easter parade this past Sunday.
Oh,
so much fun. One of my favorite things to do in New York.
Such a blast. You and Chris looked amazing.
Thanks.
And tell us about your costumes, because you made them from head to toe, right? You made everything.
Yes. And so I usually start thinking about the Easter bonnet parade the day after Halloween. After we come off of that big high. And this year we were so excited to be featured in the BBC digital news.
That was
great. And so much fun to see so many smiles and so many faces.
Oh, it was just, you know, it's funny because I ran into, you know, mutual friends, but the topic is, did you see Emily and Chris? Or where is Emily and Chris? Because everybody saw you already saw maybe a video of you guys.
Yeah.
Or knew you were dressing up. And I even said, hey, they're my friends. So you guys are going to have to stand back and let me get my photos and videos with my friends first. And then they can get.
Well, so I make the bonnets and I make Chris wear one too. And so I make them in my studio on 28th Street. So the problem is that there are so many craft stores on 28, like literally right across the street from my studio, that every time I walk in and I see the bonnet, I just think, well, if it just went a little bigger or a little higher or just a few more feathers, and then I can go right across the street and get these things. So it just keeps growing for like a month and then it gets to be huge. But that's what's kind of fun.
I love the colors. It's just like, what, bright pinkish, reddish,
pinkish? This year we did pinks and greens.
Yellow.
Our theme for this year, yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at your bonnets right now on my social media, and it's just so amazing.
I'm already starting to plan next year. I have this in the back of my head. I'm thinking maybe some kind of Peeps theme. We'll see, to
be
determined.
So fun.
And if possible, maybe I will join you this year.
Oh, okay.
We talked about it
last
year.
I am going to have a bonnet making workshop in my studio this year because so many people want to make them. And
I have so much
leftover stuff. I have boxes of like flowers and all kinds of Easter-y knickknacks. And so, yeah,
it would be really fun. You're so great.
We had a couple people come over this year and then I think it'll be at least double next year. So
nice.
I'll have a bonnet
cool.
team. My
bonnet
babes.
Will look like crap, so I'll have to have someone else.
You can
make
be a
it.
Bonnet babe with us.
I would love that, but okay. I can't make my bonnet because it'll look like a bonnet
yes,
disaster.
Anyone can have a, no, I will help you. This is the whole point. I will guide you in your bonnet making venture.
Well, great. I'm looking forward to it. So you want to talk about going to the potty here in New York City now?
Yes. Okay. And by the way, if you do come to the Easter parade, Rock Center is the place to go pee before you enter the mass crowd
Correct.
On Fifth Avenue. So that's especially if you're dressed up with lots of big bonnet, you know, paraphernalia. It's like just to start off with.
So Rockefeller Center underneath the tree again. Like
was the best decision we made was to go to the bathroom before the parade started this year for sure.
Well, you know, you guys were had so many people wanting their photo with you that when I got there, you guys were so, I'm so glad I caught you all.
After 3 hours, we were just,
we were done.
We were like, we can't do this anymore. It's so much. So yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you had a great time though. That was really cool. So
I think we left off, I think around Soho area last time.
So want to pick up in Soho then?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So most, you know, when I'm in Soho, basically, what am I doing? I'm shopping and I'm walking around and, you know, seeing stores and stuff. But there, it is kind of hard. Like, you have to look for bathrooms in the middle of Soho. Like, it's not just in your face. So I just wanted to share two of my favorite places to go. Wee Wee in Soho. one is Balthazar, because I love that. I love that restaurant. And here's the trick. Balthazar is always so crowded and so buzzy and so frantic in there. You can just walk right in, go to the right. The bathrooms are right down there, right to the right.
Correct.
No one even notices you.
Never even thought of going in there. Now
yes,
I know too.
And you were just, the minute you walk in, you just blend in with the crazy crowd and then it's so easy. And it's just kind of fun. It's fun and buzzy. If you do want to stop and get a coffee to go, you can get one at the bar there. Like, it's just, I don't know. And I love, it just smells so wonderful. And just, I don't know. It's a very popular spot. It's
and
a very popular spot.
Probably see a celebrity there too. A lot of celebrities go there.
I mean, yeah, if you're into that, sure. Yeah.
People like to see celebrities.
You might see one in the bathroom.
That's true. Might be awkward, but yeah, you'll see one. Get their autograph in the bathroom.
I mean, you know, again.
Where else you got in Soho?
Okay, so a little further down, I would say right around the corner from where we are sitting right here is like around Canal and Broadway, just right up the street, is La Mercerie.
Love that restaurant.
Because it's a restaurant, but here's the thing. It's also a store in the back. So even if you don't have a reservation or don't want to eat, it's just come on in and come look around. And it's beautiful. And the bathrooms are in the back of the in the store down the stairs. And it's a destination restaurant.
It's so beautiful. Jay, have you been there?
No, I haven't been.
It's literally just a couple blocks right here on Canal.
Yes.
And it is stunning. I do live videos and they're always so nice. You know, some places don't want you recording in there. And I always peek my head in and say, hey,
flowers, the decor. It's beautiful. So, and the food is amazing. Yeah. So I would say go for the toilet, stay for the crepes.
Are they downstairs?
The toilets are downstairs, but the crepes. Oh, those are the best crepes in New York. They are amazing. They have
beautiful.
These lemon sugar crepes that are like to die for.
It's just a classy place.
Yes.
I love it. I actually have a bathroom too that is my go-to in Soho. And it's right there kind of by Balthazar, which is the Nike store. Is Balthazar on Spring Street, right? Pretty sure it's on Spring.
Spring and Broadway.
Just a block or two away from Balthazar's then on Broadway, Spring and Broadway.
Yeah.
Around the corner. And go into the big Nike store right there. Go up to like the second or third floor. I think it's the third floor and they have bathrooms there. So you can just go on up to
That's good to know.
You can run up in your Nikes and go potty in the
Nike
store.
There you go. All right.
So yeah. So, I mean, you know, you're just a regular customer there. No one knows, you know, no one cares. You can, so in a sense, I call it almost like a public bathroom too.
Yeah.
So, good place to go. So in Soho, that's where I would say. I'm trying to think of any other in the area of Soho. Oh, actually in Chinatown, since we're right there too. In Chinatown, it's on the street that what's the street in Chinatown that every Mott Street. MOTT Mott Street and Canal.
Mm-hmm.
On the north side of Canal is this like this Chinese food court. And you'll see it. It's kind of like a beige color on the outside and just go inside and it's just really cool. One of my favorite little food courts in Chinatown too. I love it. Have you been there, Jay?
I think we went.
Yeah, we did. We did. That's right. And Emily, have you been there?
No, but I was starting to realize that you are a connoisseur of food courts.
Yeah.
You do mention food courts quite often.
Well, they're
often.
easy to go pee in.
I think we need a top 10 list of food courts from you.
Oh,
anyway,
that's
go
a
down,
good episode idea.
What?
Top 10 food courts.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch. I have more food courts coming up too.
Oh, okay.
So, so you just go down, right when you walk in to your left, there's stairs downstairs, and it smells so good in there, too, and they have really good food.
Well, okay,
Michael's
so...
pork buns, too, I love.
I would say, on that note of food courts, why don't we just kind of wander down to the Tin Building, which is another food court.
That's perfect segue.
And I'm just saying another destination bathroom, because that food court and shop court, I guess you call it. It's just
Pier 17, exactly.
Eye candy,
South
mouth
Street.
Candy, yep. Every kind of candy. In fact, the candy shop there is amazing.
They have the best ice cream down there. I think it's something like the parrot, the something parrot. It's really good right there in the tin. This is the tin building. Did you say the tin building?
Yeah,
that's
Pier 17.
Newer too in the last couple of years. It's very nice and elegant in there. That bathroom's upstairs on the top floor to the back as well. Also, there's Pier 17 where the Fulton restaurant is. They have restaurants a couple floor. I mean, restrooms, a couple escalators up there that are some of the most beautiful, cleanest bathrooms I've seen in New York City. And they're also huge. I mean, there's like 20 stalls just in the men's room or the toilets and urinals.
And super fun place to go for dinner in the summer, because there's a lot of outdoor dining and the view is amazing. And the bathrooms are awesome. So, and the food,
which
is one of our favorite seafood restaurants, the Fulton County. So it's just like
the Fulton.
Fulton. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It looks over to Dumbo. You got the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
The Manhattan Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge. It's stunning.
It is definitely one of our go-to places for the summertime.
There's also, I forget the restaurant. There's another restaurant right there too. I forget. There's a couple right there.
Yeah.
It's just a great spot. So the Tin Building and Pier 17, where the Fulton is, they sit right next to each other.
Yep.
Two buildings. And they both have restrooms, great food options in both of those buildings. And then that's right by up to World Trade Center, because that's Fulton Street. You can just walk right up to World Trade Center.
There you go.
And now you have bathrooms there too at World Trade Center area, meaning in the Oculus, which is a transportation hub. There's quite a few bathrooms in there too. It's a huge area.
And easy to find.
Just big signs. And then also,
I mean, the World Trade Center, it's tall. You can see it from anywhere. Yeah, you know where you're going. Just follow that. Yep. And that's, you
tallest
know, there's a restroom.
One
there.
Of the tallest buildings in lower Manhattan, for sure, the tallest building. But then, another favorite food court of mine, if you walk through the Oculus, there's a tunnel to escalators that brings you to Brookfield Place, which overlooks the Hudson River. You can see the Statue of Liberty. But there is one of my favorite food courts too there. It's on the second floor of Brookfield Place, where, you know, where the palm trees are. Have you been there, Jay, too?
Yeah,
they have these awesome palm trees, so you know where you are. They're not real. I don't know if they're real. I don't think they are. But anyway, you can see the food court. I think it's called the Hudson. I think it's called the Hudson, actually, or something.
Yeah,
like
that's a really good food court.
And it's huge, has everything. And restrooms upstairs. And actually, there's restrooms on the first floor right to your left, too. It's all, you know, where I just posted the video of those beautiful tulips right there at Brookfield Place. It's that area. You know, it's such a stunning area. I love it. I mean, great bathrooms. So there's tons of bathrooms in World Trade Center area at the Oculus.
Yes.
And at Brookfield Place, it's actually across the street. If you're above ground, where the two Twin Towers once stood, where the waterfalls are now into the ground, just walk across the street, the West Side Highway, too. You'll see the big sign that says Brookfield Place. Walk inside, and there you go.
That's funny. My dad was telling me that he used to love to go there for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What I think about.
It's a beautiful space. It really is. So what else you got?
Well, talking about Fulton. Okay, so on Fulton and Broadway, you also have St. Paul's Chapel.
Oh, that's right.
Which is the oldest surviving church in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
When was it built? Anybody?
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
I don't know. 1875.
1875, the oldest surviving church. No.
I think 1740s, maybe.
Oh, I'm thinking, I don't know why I said that.
1750s?
I'll say 1690.
1690. No. You're closer.
Yeah, because New York wasn't settled until later.
It was a little before the Revolutionary War, 1766.
Okay, 1750.
That's what that was my next guess.
Wow, look at that.
That was my next guess.
So, yeah, so there are some, there are a couple of bathrooms there. That is.
Wait, there's bathrooms in St. Paul's Church right at World Trade Center right there?
Yes, they're unisex bathrooms. I believe there's two. So, yes, but I would say instead of going there, if you can hold it a couple of blocks, go to Trinity Church instead.
So it's just straight down Broadway, downtown direction.
Yeah, it's Wall Street and Broadway. You're just like literally a couple blocks down. Like just go instead to the big church instead of the chapel.
Good to know. I didn't know about these two. I don't think about these two. But right, so if you're walking from St. Paul's Church down to Trinity, down Broadway, you're going to pass Whole Foods. There's a bathroom in the Whole Foods.
Oh,
too,
okay. Well,
downstairs.
That's actually good to know, because I do believe, like, in the height of tour seasons, that the churches can get a little crowded.
Yeah.
So I think that it's, you know, especially if you're in the middle of the day, you know, whatever.
Well, downstairs, they also have like little tables where you can sit and eat at Whole Foods.
Yeah, so actually, that's a really
great
way.
You can eat and pee and poop.
And poop. Okay, that's good. You can do both.
Do them all.
You know,
trifecta.
Awesome. Okay. you can put it in and let it out. It's just like a whole cycle. You can just go through the whole cycle there. Okay, so I wanted to talk just for a second about the circle of life. Okay, I want to talk about Trinity Church just for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of my favorite restrooms.
Ooh.
Because I love American history, and going there, I can spend hours walking around the cemetery.
Yeah.
And just looking and just, I mean, oh my gosh, just feeling like this is when you're raised as an American. I mean, it's not like we go back that far. So being able to see things that, like, when people were born in 1609 or whatever
why I thought of 1600s.
Yeah. It's like, it's really like, I think it's super cool. And Alexander Hamilton is buried there.
And his wife. I think his son too.
So, and we all learned that because we all saw Hamilton the musical.
Yeah. Oh, great musical.
And that's the only
I forgot
reason.
My glasses and I couldn't see it, but it was, you know how good that musical is? I forgot my glasses, so I couldn't see a thing.
Yeah.
But I heard it.
And you loved
it. And it was incredible.
Yes. And that's how you learned.
That's
how we all learned American history for real. okay. So I can only speak for the women's bathroom there, because that's the only one I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. So it has two stalls.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the back of the church. So you walk all the way through. Beautiful church. Stained glass windows. Beautiful little room you go through to get to the bathroom, and it has so if you are in line, there's some interesting things to look at. So it's not, you're just not standing there just being super bored. They're very welcoming for anybody to come in. They kind of consider it sort of a mission of the church and the neighborhood to allow anyone who wants to come in and use the restroom that they can, which is, you know, so you don't have to feel like you have to tiptoe in or sneak in at all. But I thought this was really funny. Considering there's only two stalls in this restroom, they assume that they go through about 6,000 feet of toilet paper a day.
A day?
A day.
That sounds like my apartment.
over 2 million rolls of toilet paper a year.
That's insane.
And it's two stalls for the women. That's insane.
That's so much.
Okay. And including hand soap, paper towels, and the hours to clean. And the toilet paper, right?
That's insane.
It's over 90,000 a year to keep those open for people. So it's a lot. Like, you don't think about that, but it's like they're offering this free service. And it's actually, though, and it's used so much because it's such a central space. And then so many people are, you know, touring in that area, you know, like even just the cemetery itself. And so, I don't know. I think it's like, if you ever consider a donation.
Yeah.
Like,
toilet
I would
paper.
Say that was, and it's such a nice, serene space to
be in. It is
a
beautiful
in.
Space.
Yeah.
Did you know that that is the third Trinity Church on that space?
Yes, because of the fire.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what year, but
so the first
burned.
One was the Great New York City Fire of 1776.
1776, yeah.
During the American Revolutionary War. The second one was structurally unsound and was demolished in 1839. Now the third one, which was completed in 1846. Interesting.
Well, yes, because of the fire, that's why George Washington spent his inaugural day at St. Paul's, the chapel, because Trinity had burned down.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Great history.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if George Washington went to the bathroom.
You know, he may have. I'm not sure about plumbing at that point. That's a good question. I really don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know when toilets were even invented. I don't know about indoor plumbing. I don't know. This would be
I heard rumors. Okay. I'm going to say, before I find the real answer, I was told as a young child, so it's probably a lie and a joke, that it was invented by Thomas Crapper. And it's probably a joke from my family, so I don't know. So right now, the modern flush toilet as we know it today. It has a long evolution. But 1596, Sir John Harrington, an English courtier and godson of Queen Elizabeth. So 1775, Alexander Cumming, a Scottish watchmaker, was granted the first patent for a flush toilet. And then, oh!
Yes.
1800s, several inventors continued to refine the design, including Thomas Crapper!
Whoa.
That is awesome. I love that.
A plumber. Oh, wait. Well, it says a plumber often credited with inventing the toilet. He did. Yeah, okay. He did, however, popularize it in the late 19th century and improve its reliability and flushing mechanism.
I wonder where the first toilet was installed in New York City. See? Stumped
Ooh,
you there.
That's a good one. Probably St. Paul's, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
That's just my guess.
Who knows? I mean, I'm sure
yeah.
somebody knows, but yeah.
Okay, so now I'm trying to think of, so as we move further down Manhattan to the very bottom of Manhattan is the Staten Island Ferry. So if you're down there in Battery Park, I recommend just going into the Staten Island Ferry Terminal, and they have bathrooms up there.
Mm-hmm.
You just go up the steps past the police with the dog sniffers and go to the restrooms.
And the visitor center.
Okay, where is that, Emily?
It's like, I mean, it's in, I don't know how to describe it, but it's right there at Battery Park. It's like I've been to this restroom. It's like a circular building. It's right on the water, but just find the visitor center and they also have
a nice
decent bathroom.
You know, it might be right now there's so much construction at Battery Park. Find the visitor centers, you might have to ask. Cause actually it was just like a maze for me just to do a live video
one
day.
It's crazy down there right now.
But Staten Island Ferry Terminal itself is very, very easy. So what else do you have in Manhattan? Is there any areas that we are missing you can think of?
You know, I think we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
I don't really know. You probably know more about Brooklyn than I do because
I
never leave Manhattan.
There's another one that I like to mention. So right across from the Oculus is Century 21, the clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to the Millennium Hotel, whatever it's called, right there. And they have restrooms downstairs as Century 21 clothing store. And we mentioned the Oculus in Brookfield Place. Also, if you want to go down more by Wall Street, you know, kind of by Trinity Church, Wall Street area, you can go to the La Pan Quotidian, the restaurant there by New York's oldest tavern, which is France's Tavern. Do you guys know about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the oldest tavern in New York City. They actually did plans for the Revolutionary War at France's Tavern as well. And but La Pan Quotidian, right across the street, you can just go right in there. I think they may have a code too, but I'm not sure. But I know it's very easy to do because I do use that bathroom. That's a good go-to as well. But I think that covers mine in New York City. There's also an urban space, a food market too, a food court, I should say, by France's Tavern, which is really nice. And that's at 100 Pearl Street, called an urban space, like I said, food court. And that's a good place to go as well. But I think that covers what I think in Manhattan that I know that I go to. Does anybody else, Emily, or even?
I think we, no, Jay?
Do you have any?
The only one I can think of, and you talked about it a little bit in the first one, but there's an Eataly in Soho that has a bathroom that's pretty accessible for people.
That's right. You and I have meetings there.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And it's an open store. You can go in and buy a pastry. They're really good. Or, and then towards the back, there's a little market where you could buy groceries and there's a bathroom down there.
That's right. That you and I go there often.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about this. An Eataly right there. Mm-hmm. What's the neighborhood? What neighborhood is that? Soho?
Yeah,
it's
I think
on
it's
the edge.
Soho.
Almost a little Italy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great spot too. Very close to Balthazar.
All the Eataly's would be a good space.
Yeah,
to,
I just
one to
there's
five.
Two, right? I only know that is there two Eataly's?
There's three, maybe three.
Is there three?
There's
yeah.
There's three.
Great point. World Trade Center area.
World Trade Center area.
There's in Italy. You can see it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right, by, right there.
Yeah.
Just a couple stops down from the Oculus.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's a good.
Anywhere there's an Italy, you know you can go.
Yeah, there's an Italy.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay. If there's an Italy, you can pee easily. So, okay, so quick, let's go on the little bit outside of Manhattan. So people like to go to Brooklyn, to Dumbo, Brooklyn, and see the beautiful views.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you where they are there. So Dumbo has right there at the end of the famous Washington Street. Say you step off the Brooklyn Bridge. You're coming from Manhattan, whatever, and you're walking to Brooklyn. You step off the Brooklyn Bridge. You go through that little archway. And now you're on Washington Street, and you see the famous scene of the Manhattan Bridge at the end of the street that people like to get their photo with. Right almost at the base of the Manhattan Bridge, at the end of Washington Street, is a public restroom. And they're almost, I mean, they're open late, too. They're right there, men's and women's restroom right there. You can see it. It's like a park center.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as you're walking down the street, before you hit the end of the street, to the right is Front Street Pizza. It's one of my favorite pizza spots, actually in New York City, too. I love their pizza. Technically, you can't use the restroom if you're not eating there, but it's busy. Mm-hmm. No one checks you. You can just walk in and use the restroom. So Front Street Pizza, if you're in a major hurry, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're walking along the waterway to the carousel, there's this huge carousel in Dumbo, Brooklyn. Actually, Dumbo means down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass. Some people don't know that. It's just an acronym for the neighborhood. And which back in the 70s, the artist who lived in the lofts down there came up with that name to deter, you know, real estate companies coming in and high tech companies. And it didn't work. But anyway, so
I was about to say that didn't work.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I was about to say that didn't work.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it didn't work at all. It backfired. It's one of the most expensive neighborhoods in the country. However, so you're going to see the huge carousel. And right there is the Time Out Market. One of my top five food courts in the city.
I got a food court again.
Love it. And rooftops too. Free rooftop up there. There's bathrooms everywhere in that building. Where you walk in to your left on the hallway, there's men's and women's restrooms. Where the food court area is, where all the little restaurants are. There's a door you'll see people you can go into. And then they have like the unisex, your own little bathroom. And then up on the top floor, they have restrooms too in the food court on the top floor where the views are. So you got a lot of places you can go there too.
Well, the good thing about food courts is that
you
can pop in knowing that they're probably going to, any food court, right? They're going to have a restroom.
That's
unlike a restaurant where you feel like you have to buy something.
Correct.
You don't feel like you have to buy something in a food court. So it's like, I think it's a good pit stop if you want a snack or something, but also need a restroom or with someone who, you know, if you're with a little group and somebody wants snack, just a place to fuel up. And
I think, you know, New York is unique and it's in a way that when it comes to restrooms, you have to buy something. I think most other cities in the country aren't like that. I think you can just walk in, but from what I understand, but you know, it's like Starbucks, you have to buy something, any coffee shop, you have to buy something, any store, you have to buy something, just use the restroom. Where I think that's what's the challenge about New York City.
Yeah, restrooms are for customers.
Yeah,
only,
exactly.
Right?
Here, I mean, and so that's why I thought this podcast subject was so important.
But the food court idea is a good thing to keep in mind.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is Dumbo. There's also at Shake Shack. There's a Shake Shack as you walk past you walk past Washington Street, past Time Out Market, then you're going to head towards Shake Shack. There's a Shake Shack. It says customers only, but it's always busy. You can just walk right into the
back. Balthazar.
No one
just
cares.
Like
use the bathroom at Shake Shack.
Yeah.
However, they just opened last week this public restroom space that's been under construction for a couple years right there next to where the New York City ferry pulls up. So by where I think it's Lou Ellen ice cream shop or whatever, all that. Mm-hmm. They just opened this whole circular cement round space where you can sit, go to the bathroom, all that. I'm so happy it's been under construction for years. I just walked by it the other day and I'm like, it's open. So they have public restrooms right there.
Okay.
So when you're walking around Dumbo, you guys, there's quite a few spots. And then lastly, if you're walking, there's a beautiful walking bridge that people love to take a photo of. Are you familiar with the walking bridge? You can see the city and the background and everything behind it, especially at nighttime with the lights.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah.
Emily, you know what I'm talking about?
Nope, but
from
that's
the,
okay.
Like, basically from the Brooklyn Promenade, you can walk down to Brooklyn Bridge Park on this walking wooden walking bridge. And it's, you're kind of walking over FDR Drive.
I've seen videos from you and Chris there.
I like the BQE Expressway. You're walking over. But yeah, it's a beautiful walkway. But the base of that, you, to your left, you can see a restroom. It's not open late, but you'll be able to see it. It might be open. But anyway, you have options to go to the restroom in Dumbo. Plenty, actually. And then to wrap up where I feel most of the restrooms are, I just want to touch Roosevelt Island. If you take the Roosevelt Island tram to Roosevelt Island or the F train to Roosevelt Island, which people love to do, as you walk to the south end of the island, you're going to walk along or towards the walk south, I should say, underneath the Queensboro Bridge. You're going to see the beautiful promenade. But right there is Cornell Tech. And you're going to see the Graduate Hotel as well. The Graduate Hotel is right there. But across from it right there, and this little cement walkway is Cornell Tech. Just walk to the end. There's actually what's like a cafeteria, because I think it's like a student cafeteria, but anybody can go there. And they have salads and sandwiches and everything. I absolutely love it. However, some of the nicest restaurants, you just walk in there and use the restroom. Mm-hmm. So you're on Roosevelt Island, seeing the cherry blossoms or whatever. Beautiful place to sit and eat. Cheap sandwiches. Great place to eat. Truly recommend it. And restrooms are really nice right there.
Nice.
Lastly, at the end, they have the park, Four Freedoms Park. And right before you walk into the park, there's these public toilets that are gross. But
they
can't
all be beauties.
Those are the ones that you just, that's just there to.
It's literally the pit stop.
Yeah, that's it. So pretty much, I think, Roosevelt Island. And then if you go to Long Island City, which I love to see the cherry blossoms too, and take the ferry there, there's the one bathroom that I know of. That's where the food area is. There's kind of like a food stand right there at Long Island City at Hunter's Point where the ferry pulls up. So if you see a food area right there on the water, beautiful views of Manhattan where the big green space is, where everybody's playing and everything. So there's the bathroom there. But I think that covers my extra bathrooms outside of Manhattan. Do you guys have any?
Nope.
Yeah,
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Okay, I think we're good too.
All right.
Number two.
Yeah.
No, but that was fun. I'm glad we talked about the bathrooms. You know, if anybody has any other that they recommend, we'd love to have you comment where they are on the podcast episode. Always.
Perfect. All right.
You know, maybe we should make an app. I know there's some out there, but maybe we could make our own.
Yes.
I've seen that there's a Google Maps overlay that you can use. There's a thing you can download that has a Google Maps of the bathrooms that are available in New York City. I haven't figured out how to do it, but I've heard that that does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, if they just listen to our just have your podcast on this podcast on standby when you're walking around New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. That was great. That was fun. I hope everybody enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Emily, for joining us.
Emily, thank you for joining us talking about the bathrooms in New York City.
Hey, you know, I hope my claim to fame, I know where the bathrooms are and how to make Easter bonnets.
Well, those are great. Those are great.
Two really good things to be able to do.
Bathrooms and bonnets.
Yeah. Two popular NYC subjects. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, all across my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers Podcast. And you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers Podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. I just want to say thank you to Sue Rothwell and Thierry Tavernier for saying hello and commenting on the podcast this last week. Truly appreciate you both. And we appreciate all of you as well. And have a lovely day, my friends, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.